This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Dr. Ashok Pandit. He is a volunteer with India Fest. He's been on the executive committee for many years. India Fest is coming up real soon here. It'll be at the Wickham Park Pavilion right next to the BCC campus on Saturday, March 8th from 10 to 6, Sunday, March 9th from 11 to 5. And this is the 18th annual India Fest?
18th annual India Fest, and I've been to all 18 of them.
Tickets are available, $5 for adults. Children between 5 and 12 is just $2, and children under 5 are free. And if you want to find out more about this great event, you can go on the web to IndiaFestBrevard.org. That's all one word, IndiaFestBrevard.org. Tell us a little bit about why you do this.
India Fest has many objectives, but one of the main objectives is to share the diversity of India with the local community and to provide this information in a highly entertaining manner.
Well, it's been very well attended, and I know there's lots of people that like to get out and see the dancing and the henna and see some of the outfits. Tell us a little bit about this year's event.
Keeping up with the past years, India Fest has a theme this year, like every other year. And this theme this year is Handicrafts of India. India Fest has developed some great displays that you can see in the Discover India booth. And I'm told that there'll be a lot of hands-on stuff. So if people go there, they'll be able to maybe even do some handicraft work.
And one of the other purposes of the event is that you support local charities. And I know this year you have a very worthwhile organization. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have helped more than 25 charities in the past 18 years. And this year, India Fest has selected the Children's Hunger Project. And they plan to have a special raffle to help raise funds for this organization.
Speaking of raffle prizes, tell us a little bit about what we can win.
You can win some amazingly good prizes, including cruises, including laptops, including numerous gift cards in excess of $100 per gift card. So, but the good thing is that all the money goes to charity. As part of its objective to help the local community, India Fest has started a $100,000 endowment at FIT. And the purpose of this endowment is to help a local student in gaining outstanding education at FIT. And the person who's going to be helped will be a local student from the Eastern Florida State College, previously known as the BCC. So this is another example of how India Fest is helping the local community.
And tell us about the entertainment.
That's the reason why I go there. It's mainly for the entertainment. And the good thing is that it's entertainment for all ages, people from children to senior citizens. We all enjoyed India Fest. And you can see continuous stage events, more than 10 hours over 2 days. There'll be dances, classical music, live instrumental music, yoga demonstrations. You mentioned henna. And, of course, there's the unbeatable fashion show that you can't miss.
Authentic Indian food.
Authentic Indian food. That's another reason why I go to India Fest. Here at India Fest, we have numerous vendors, local restaurants that come and supply food. And for a very nominal price, you can try different specialties, Indian ethnic food. And if you're not very daring, there's always pizza and ice cream.
This is a family event, and children are definitely welcome. There's lots for kids to do.
Lots of things for children to do. In fact, I'll be located at the children's booth for a very nominal price, $10. You can have your child or children stay at the children's booth at India Fest, and these kids have a great time.
Well, once again, this is India Fest coming to the Wickham Park Pavilion. It happens on March 8th from 10 to 6 and 9th from 11 to 5. And it's very reasonably priced, $5 for adults, $2 for children 5 to 12, and under 5 is free. If you'd like more information, you can go to IndiaFestBrevard.org. Dr. Pandit, thanks so much for coming in.
And thank you for inviting me.